As Stephen Harper walked his daughter Rachel to school, he was accused of a sin that would land any student in hot water. Liberals say he plagiarized a major speech 5 years ago on Iraq.
I suspect he would have been expelled from Richview Collegiate, let alone a university, for pulling this kind of a stunt.
Exhibit A, a speech by former Australian Prime Minister John Howard supporting the U.S. invasion.
The community of nations required Iraq to surrender its offensive arsenal, its chemical and biological weapons.
Exhibit B, Harper, then opposition leader, speaking 2 days later.
The community of nations expelled Iraq from Kuwait, required Iraq to surrender its offensive arsenal, its chemical biological weapons.
Clearly singing from the same songbook.
It is inherently dangerous to allow a country such as Iraq to retain weapons of mass destruction.
Particularly in the light of its past aggressive behavior.
More evidence, says Ray, that on foreign policy, Harper is a clone of George Bush and his more militant allies.
He couldn't and didn't find Canada's voice, so he begged, borrowed, or stole someone else's voice.
Days after that speech, Harper called Jean Chrétien's decision to stay out of Iraq a serious mistake. Liberals now trying to remind voters that if Harper had been prime minister, Canadian troops might have suffered even more casualties in Iraq than in Afghanistan.
The Tories are refusing to answer the charge of plagiarism. Instead, a Harper advisor accuses the Liberals of trying to turn the channel from their own campaign problems and from more important issues like the economy. Roger Smith, CTV News, Ottawa.